Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Ted Williams, Scott Spears, running with you on this Monday, December the 28th, 2020. Hope everybody made it holidays as fine as they could, and we are back here on this Monday morning. Woo, having a little mic trouble here as we start off the Monday morning. Let's see if we can get this thing regulated properly. Okay, I think we're okay now. Here we are. It is Monday, December the 28th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And this morning's going to be a special program. Now, we've got a few odds and ends to go through here, and then we're going to get to the bulk of the program because it is a very important program today. And you know what? We're going to save some of these things for possibly the next hour. But I do want... I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Hope everybody had a great Christmas, Christmas Eve. Hopefully everybody is safe and happy, and we're back here on this morning. Now, as many of you know, there have been posts on Facebook in the last 24 hours. There have been certainly conversations going on between people, and... you know, it's kind of hard to say this, because when somebody is such a good friend for such a long period of time, it's hard to talk about them leaving us. And as many of you know, Sunday morning, Martha Dowse Manasi, the legendary Queen of Dance, and she earned that title here in Marion, passed away at the age of 89. And I know a lot of people are having a hard time coming to grips with that, because Martha was a fixture in this community for nearly 90 years, about 5 months short of 90 years. Martha would have been 90 this coming May. And it's hard to believe an energy like hers could really ever leave us, because she was such a force. She was such a doer and a really smart woman. Now, this morning, we have some call-ins coming up in hour number two from some people who knew her really well, and I believe we have a call-in coming up at the end of the first hour here. Just people who came across Martha and remember her very fondly and want to remember her this morning as she left us yesterday at the age of 89. Martha Dowse was one of the most interesting people you would ever want to meet. I wrote in a Facebook post last night, and I even talked to her daughter yesterday, Marilyn, that her oldest daughter, that Martha really could have been anything she wanted to be. She could have been a movie star. She could have been a dancer on a national level. She could have been just about anything she ever wanted to be. She had that pizzazz. She had that talent, which people need. And she chose to come back to Marion. She was a Marion native, born here. She chose to come back to Marion and raise a family and open up her dance studios and become a champion of Marion all her life. And I think this is a very important thing to say about Martha Dowse. If you don't say anything else, here's what you need to know about Martha Dowse. Martha Dowse was born in Marion nearly 90 years ago. She never left. She always lived here. And she was the biggest champion Marion ever had. She ran her businesses in Marion. Her first business, her first dance studio, was right here in her parents' front yard, I believe on South Prospect Street. Of course, people remember the studio on Girard Avenue for many, 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 many years. Of course, with her late husband, Joe, who people remember very fondly. And now the studio in Marion is out at the Marion Center Mall. And Martha was involved in all of this. And involved for over 75 years. I believe 77 years. Martha was involved either teaching or being involved in some way in those dance studios for 77 years. And up until a month ago, I can verify that if you would have walked up to Martha and said, teach me the Cupid Shuffle or do the Cupid Shuffle for me, Martha would have done it at nearly 90 years old. She was unstoppable, unflappable. And if you have any doubt about that, I checked the archives this morning. Martha called in here on November 30th. So Martha called this station on November the 30th. That's not even 30 days ago. So Martha was well and living a happy life right up till the end, which is something very happy to me, and I know a lot of other people. We're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
What a great tribute to a great lady.
Oh, you know, wasn't she one of the best?
Well, I knew Martha for probably over 60 years, and I'm no longer Mr. Wonderful. That's what she called me.
Well, you know, knowing Martha for over 60 years, what do you think it was that made her so unique?
She loved everybody. She never had a bad thing to say about anybody.
When you were with her, she made you feel like the most important person in the room.
Absolutely.
How did you meet Martha?
Well, our families knew each other. Her and my sister danced together when they were 13 years old.
What do you think her legacy is going to be? When people look back at this 100 years from now, what do you think they're going to remember Martha Dowse for?
She was Miss Marion.
She really was. Was there ever a better representative of this community?
Nothing I can think of.
Well, I certainly thank you for calling in, because she was something else, and every time she called in up until November 30th, I was always glad to hear her voice and always glad to hear what was on her mind.
Yeah, I heard her call in the last day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and as far as I know, up until that point, she was feeling good. I think it was just really the last week or so that she started not to feel so good. So that's a really nice thing that she was in pretty good health most of her life.
They'd called in hospice just like the week before, so that was you know, before she died. So that was about it. But yeah, she was just jovial, just happy. She loved everybody. Like I said, I'll no longer be Mr. Wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you what, wherever Martha is, and I know an energy like Martha Dowse does not just go away, wherever she is right now, she still thinks you're Mr. Wonderful, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, hey, thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. And by the way, I know there are a lot of people out there who know Martha, so if anybody does want to call in, interrupt me at any time here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But you have got to say that there was no better representative of Marion than Martha Dowse. She liked being from Marion. She liked promoting anything from Marion. She used her clout and her influence to make things in Marion better. I don't think Martha ever said no to anything. I think if she was available and she could get there, Martha would get there. And she supported everything that was Marion. If there was a radio station, if there was a TV station, if there was a charity, if there was a you know, the Mike Rollins story still blows my mind. And I don't know how many listeners out there are old enough to remember the whole Mike Rollins situation. And I hope I get this right, because I've heard Martha tell this before. You know, Martha held these dances. Martha and Joe held these benefit dances in the late 1970s, and they were called the Mike Rollins dances. Now, they were to raise money for leukemia research for a young child named Mike Rollins. I really don't know what Mike's age was, but I know he wasn't 18, so let's say that. And Mike had had leukemia. But I don't know how many people knew this or didn't know this, but Martha really did not know Mike Rollins well. I'm not even sure if she knew. I don't know the particulars of the Mike Rollins story, and I'm sorry that I don't know the particulars, but I do know that I'm not sure if Martha ever met him or not, but I know basically what happened is somebody, I think it was Mike Rollins' mother, called Martha and said, could you raise money for leukemia because my son Mike Rollins either has or had leukemia. And Martha did that for many, many years through these dances. And I think it was $90,000 she raised, in excess of $90,000. And there's a plaque down at Children's Hospital in Columbus remembering what Martha did, Martha and Joe, in these Mike Rollins dances, and raising that kind of money. And $90,000 in the late 70s, a lot of money. $90,000 today is a lot of money. But she really, I mean, I think a lot of people thought over the years that Mike Rollins was a friend of hers, or the family was a friend of hers, or there was some connection there. And to my knowledge, there really was no huge connection there. It was just Martha being called upon to do something, and she did. And that's what Martha did. She was a doer, as I say. If you called her, she was going to do it. She was going to do it to the best of her ability. And just think about that. Being called out of the blue because a boy a Marian boy has leukemia. And without hesitation, Martha puts these dances together and raises that kind of money. Now, that's a story you really don't hear every day. And Martha was loved by politicians. You know, it really didn't matter, Democrat, Republican. You know, Martha was a Republican, and she would tell you that. But it really didn't matter. Martha was loved by people in high places. And I know there were governors of Ohio, and I believe John Glenn at one point, all recognized Martha for the things she did for Ohio, because she was a supporter not only of Marion, but she was a big supporter of Ohio. She was the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Parade back in 2011. She just did so much with her life. She was absolutely unique in every way, and every moment I ever got to spend with her, whether it was on the radio or in person, you either left feeling really good about yourself, just like the caller said, or you laughed. Because Martha could make you laugh. Martha could be funny. Martha could have a great sense of humor about herself and about other things going on in the community. She was a really well-rounded person in that way. And we're going to miss her. Now, there's a lot of things I want to get in here this morning, so if I don't start, I'm not going to get them all in. Now, I want to play this. Now, you want to talk about an archive clip. I've played this before. A matter of fact, I played this when Charlie Evers left us back in May of this year. Now, what this is a conversation between Martha and Charlie, and I believe this is from 1991, and I believe this because Martha tells her age in this clip. But this is a conversation that happened back in 1991, so we're almost talking, 30 years ago, nearly 30 years ago, this conversation happened. But this is Martha Dowse and Charlie Evers, two legends here in Marion, having a conversation on the radio back in 1991. Take it away, Charlie and Martha.
Hey, all right. Now we have this other phone call. Yes, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Evers.
Well, good morning, Martha. And I've got your carnations here right beside me. Thank you very much.
You know, I just thought you should have that because, you know what? Martha Menasi's got a birthday today.
Yes, how about?
18, but...
Yeah, 18, you say. Yes, don't we all wish?
You know, it's nice to reach this, I might have just, well, tell you, 60.
Oh, really?
And to be healthy, happy, and have a wonderful family, and know lots of friends, people like you. I think I'm pretty lucky.
Well, yes, I would say so. No matter what age you are, if you're healthy and able to do good things, why, that's great. You've got 4 years up on me. That's not too many, though.
Well, I wanted to tell you, Charlie, real quick about what's happening with our studios. We have been asked to help out with the Children's Network Telethon. And oh, have I got some cute things planned, especially for all of those ballroom dancers that used to attend the 25 years of Mike Rollins. Remember those dances?
Yes, very well. Mike Rollins' leukemia benefit dances.
Yes, and I feel like it's kind of renewing itself because we did that all for Children's Hospital and research under the name of Mike Rollins. And I wanted to tell you that we'll be out at the mall from 1 to 3 the 1st of June.
Okay, from 1 till 3 on June 1st for the Children's Miracle Telethon Network.
Yes, and oh, Charlie, if you'd come out and see us and just talk to us a little bit, I'd love it.
See, what am I doing June 1st? I know, June 1st is the Hot Tamale. Now, you wouldn't know what the Hot Tamale is, but this is a bike ride that our local club is putting on.
Oh, boy.
And so that runs all day on June 1st, and I'm going to be involved with that as a sag wagon.
How can you do that again after you just got back from the big trip you made?
Well, that's nothing. I'm going 200 miles beginning tomorrow over 2 days, so.
Oh, I don't know. I tell you. I think that's great the way you do things.
Well, it's fun to get out. But, Martha, you're going to have a lot of, these are, now what is the title again? Not what's going on, but your part of it.
My part of it is just the Dallas Dance Studios, and we have 7 of them coming in all together bringing their students that will be mingled or interspersed with the ballroom dancers. I'm going to do play some Glenn Miller things, and some of our people that would like to come up there and dance, I don't see any reason why they couldn't, but I would love to have them put some money in the fishbowl that I'm going to have.
Oh, yes.
See? And I have quite a bit of money that I want to get, given to the Children's Network. And, you know, we've got to do a lot of work. So I thought I'd start today as a special day to kick my little 1 to 3 hour segment.
Okay.
And we will be having kids from like Waldo, Delaware, Bucyrus, Mackay, Ridgewood, and Galleon, and of course Marion. And Charlie, we're doing 7 recitals, believe it or not, between now and the 22nd of June. And we are doing the Proud to be American, naturally. And we have so many nice military things, and we're going to show off some of our kids that day, too. But if you're not going to see us, I want you to think about us.
Sure will. You bet.
And you have a good trip, and I will be seeing you.
All right, Martha, thanks a lot. Call us maybe sometime next week, too, and remind us about this.
Oh, bless your heart. I'll do that, and have a good day.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Martha Dallas-Manese, and isn't that something Martha told how, and I've heard various people say, I wonder how old Martha is. Just wonder how old. Well, she's 60 now. She readily admitted that, and that's great.
That's great. Age is a state of mind.
That's right, it is. And that's super. Okay, and in honor of her birthday, she sent me 2 carnations. Now, how about that?
That's really nice.
And in a special little holder there, and so I've got them right here. So that ought to make a cheery Friday.
Now that is Charlie Evers and Martha Dowse on the air, 1991. Now I know that because Martha admitted she was 60 in that clip, as Charlie said, so Martha would have been 90 in 2021, so that clip had to be from 1991. Matter of fact, we would know the exact date because that would have been Martha's birthday. Now, just take that clip. Take that clip right there. And you will see the essence of Martha Dowse. And that's 30 years ago. Martha called in and on her birthday. Now, make sense of this. On Martha's birthday, she sent Charlie flowers. Now, that's Martha Dowse, in a nutshell. That's who she was. And she was a great promoter. A great promoter of anything her dance studios were doing. And right there was a perfect example of that. She called in and talked about an event that was going on. And nobody did it better than Martha. You know, Martha was so smart. I don't know how many people know this. She told me this a few years ago. Because I asked her at one point. I mean, her name was Martha Menasi. She was married, and she was very proud to have the name Menasi, her late husband Joe. But she told me the reason she used Dowse as the name of her dance studios, Martha Dowse, used her maiden name, was because Dowse and Dance had the same number of letters. And it just phonetically fit together better. Now, how smart is that? Who would think of something like that? Well, I'll tell you who would think of something like that. Martha Dowse. But she also loved the name Menasi. And Martha had kind of... Martha had her own little sayings. And one of those sayings I remember so well had to do with the name Menasi. Martha used to love to say this, because Menasi is a different name to spell if you don't know how to spell it. Now, in this area, it's a well-known name, but Martha's a way to spell that, maniac with an I, she used to say. Do you know how you spell Menasi? Maniac with an I. And Martha thought of things like that. She tried to get to the easiest way to... for people to learn things. Now, I think that came... Now, Martha's mother was a teacher, so I think part of that came from that. And I think part of that also came from... I think it came from her being a teacher, a dance teacher. I think it was just all kind of circled in there. So Martha knew how to do things like that. And the memory. Everybody always commented on Martha's memory. Right up till the end. Right up till the end. Martha could remember phone numbers. Martha could remember your birthday. Martha could remember your name. These are traits I don't have, and I don't know many people who have them. But Martha knew them. And a matter of fact, the last time Martha called in, which you're hearing on the news report today, which was just November 30th, less than 30 days ago, Martha was talking about my birthday that morning, and she remembered the date. Now, that's amazing to me. And Martha, I don't know how many people know this. Martha had a little thing she would do on your birthday. Martha would write you a check. Now, I always found this so interesting and so unique. Martha would write you a check for the, my birthday's February 24th. So Martha would write me a check for $2.24, because that's the month and the day. And she would do that with everybody. And how interesting and neat is that? I think everything she did had some creativity to it. And speaking of creativity, I wanted to get this in this morning as well. Now, I believe this song was done in the early 1960s. And she's called in and sang it, and it's been done at recitals, and as well it should, and I hope it will continue to be done at recitals. But about 10 years ago, we had Martha sit down and record this. Now, this was a song that she helped write with I believe it was another student. And I believe it was the early 60s is when this happened. But it's called We Are the Kids of Martha Dowse. And she really loved this song. So this is the recording of Martha doing this song back in... I think we recorded this about 10 years ago. So this is Martha Dowse singing We Are the Kids of Martha Dowse. Here we go.
We are the kids from Martha Dowse. You hear so much about... The people stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We're noted for our dancing and the many things we do. Most everybody likes us, and we hope you like us too. I do. As we go dancing, and the music starts to play, hooray, rah! You can see us dancing. Martha Dowse is here to stay. Hooray, rah!
And what a great song that is, and what a great mechanism for getting her dance studios out there and doing the things she did. And I'll tell you, it's very ironic today to hear that, because the last line of that, Martha Dowse is here to stay, you know, she may have left us physically yesterday, but Martha Dowse will be here to stay forever. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. I believe we have about 5 minutes before our first guest is going to call in. 740-383-9944. And as I say, we're going to remember Martha all morning long this morning. But I also would like to point this out. Yesterday, when we learned that Martha had passed, and I do want to thank Martha's daughter, Marilyn. She called me yesterday morning and let me know that her mother had passed. And that's a tough moment to have to call people and let people know that. But I'm so appreciative that she did call me. And we ran the story on Martha's passing. Now, here are the numbers just of now. This story has not even been up 24 hours yet. Maybe 23 hours this story has been up at this point. Here's how many people this story has reached in 23 hours. 33,599 people. 8,491 people are engaged in the story. There are 86 comments and continuing, and it has been shared 354 times on the WWGH page, the passing of Martha Dowse Manasi. I cannot remember a story that had that kind of reach. I don't know the last time we had a story that had that kind of reach. And it's all because of Martha. There was no special promotion that went into that. We just put it up, and people have shared it, and people have got engaged. 33,599 as of this morning, not even 24 hours after it was posted. Now, there are so many comments on here, and I just wanted to read a couple of them as we await our first call-in here this morning. This is from a gentleman named John Crabtree. Martha, you are awesome. I know you'll be dancing in heaven. Condolences to all of her family. This is from Debbie Holloway Morgan. Martha was a great lady, and she made a positive impact on the Marion community. She was truly loved and will be greatly missed. My heart goes out to her family and everyone who was ever lucky enough to know her. Keep on dancing with the angels, Martha. There are some really nice ones here. Now, this one is from a woman named Claudia Hicks. Claudia Hicks. Now, here's what she wrote. Martha was a huge part of my childhood. My mother took me to Marion each week for my dance lesson. Mom would always write the steps down on a notepad for my practice sessions at home each week. I loved Martha, and I remember how beautiful she was, with a heart as beautiful also. I always look forward to my new costume for our recitals. Just great, great. Here's another one. From a woman, Denise Francisco. Such a special lady. My daughter did dance at her studio and was a midget football cheerleader for 4 years. My son was also involved in midget football. Another era of my life gone. I will carry on all the great memories she gave me. God bless her family and friends. And that's from Denise Francisco. There are so many great messages here. Here's a nice one. I want to read this one. From a woman, Patricia Montgomery. What more can be said? Well spoken for. My days of Martha go way back to before cheering. Hold on, I'm going to get back to this in just a second, because I know what this is. This is our first caller of the morning on a morning when we are remembering Marion's First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi. Now, a few years ago, I believe it was 2018, at a midget football opening ceremony, Martha was there, of course. She was the secretary for 35 years. We had a very special guest, Buckeye Guy, the legendary super fan from the Ohio State football games, dressed in white with the cowboy hat. He came down very kindly for midget football's opening ceremony. And that day, Martha, who at that point was 87 years old, taught Buckeye Guy how to do the Cupid Shuffle. It was a classic moment. We all loved it. And joining us this morning to look back and remember that day is the legendary Buckeye Guy himself. We love hearing from him. Buckeye Guy, how are you?
Unbelievable. Good morning, folks. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Buckeye Guy, boy, I remember back to 2018 so well. You and Martha hit it off right from the beginning.
Right out the gate, I'm telling you. No, she was so full of life. I mean, I'm sure that's the last time that we talked, interact. But let me tell you something. It seemed as if we've known each other a lifetime.
You know, it was an interesting thing, because anytime you walked up to Martha, she made you feel good, and she made you feel, just as you said, like you'd known her forever.
Absolutely. And she was interacting with all the children, with all the parents, the coaches, the referees even. And we were set up next to the food counter. It was just unbelievable.
You know, Buckeye Guy, speak to this, because Martha at that point was 87 years old, and just what you said, interacting with everybody and doing what she was doing, you know, to have that kind of energy at 87 years old, that's really remarkable.
She's living our prayer. She's living our hopes, our dreams. At that particular point, 87 years old? Man, she's got me by, quite a few days. I'll tell you what, I learned a lot that day. I learned how to treat the public. I learned how to interact even more with the public. And she was a listener as well. I've seen her listen to people's stories of their parents knowing her, of their aunts and uncles knowing her and going to be taught by her.
Buckeye Guy, there's a few questions I want to cover here, because Martha did have an image. You know, she had the sparkly glasses. She
yep.
had the sequins. You know, she really understood how to show up to an event, which is something I think you understand very well as well.
Yes, and listen, the kids nowadays are calling it branding. Martha knew it, as I do, as having your own role, your own space, and she was certainly an individual.
And we have to talk about this, because the hit of that day, even though there were football games going on and opening ceremonies going on, at one point, Martha, at 87 years old, took you, the Buckeye Guy, over to the sideline, and the Cupid Shuffle commenced. Now tell us what it was like to be taught by Martha.
Now, here's the whole thing. Of course, she's a great teacher, but she taught me from scratch. It's like making biscuits out of flour. I mean, I know nothing about it. I've got two left feet, and she handled it. I mean, like, professional. Oh, my God. I got it. After I was done with Martha, I had it.
Absolutely. Buckeye Guy, as you look back on that day and those moments with Martha, how is she's been remembered by governors here in Ohio. She's been awarded by so many people, has so many accolades over her 89 years, nearly 90 years. How do you think people are going to look back on her? How do you look back on her?
A joyful soul that was there for all of us to share in the glory. It was unbelievable how, in fact, that her skills were still serving her, even at 87, and she could share them with others.
And she was a Buckeye fan.
Oh, absolutely. But much like Marion is a hotbed of Ohio State. Are you kidding me? Man, Buckeye guy pulls up down there, man, and that's all they need to see. It's unbelievable.
Well, Buckeye guy, it is so good to have you call in this morning to remember Martha. She certainly was one of a kind.
Absolutely. I want to leave on this now. We've got a big game coming up against the Clemson Tigers. And it's going to be okay. I think we're knocking on the door. We're having a do-over. We're going to try this again. We're going to see what we can do. We hadn't had success in the past, but that has no bearings on the game coming up this weekend.
You think we're going to pull it out?
I'm certainly rooting for Ohio State. I'm always the same. You know, let's win the national title. And if, you know, Ric Flair said it best, in order to beat a man, you got to beat the man.
The legendary Buckeye guy. Buckeye guy, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Buckeye guy calling in to remember the legendary Martha Dowse-Manasi. Now, by the way, this moment, I was there for the moment, and it happened spontaneously, and it was one of the most unique things I ever saw. Martha Dowse, then 87 years old, teaching Buckeye Guy how to do the Cupid Shuffle. And if you go to YouTube, you can watch it too. It is there. Go to YouTube and search Martha Dowse and Buckeye Guy, and that footage should pop up. It was recorded, but it did happen spontaneously. It was not planned. And as Buckeye Guy said there, it's very interesting. Buckeye Guy talked about how he had never danced. It was from scratch. And here came Martha. Here came Martha. And he knew what he was doing. And you can see that in the video. It's a very interesting thing, to be sure. So we thank Buckeye Guy for being our first call this morning. Now, I want to read this note that was sent on Facebook. It's from a Patricia Montgomery. What more can be said? Well spoken for. My days of Martha go way back to before cheering for midget football because of just seeing her involvement at the games because my dad coached. There were some things that I will never forget. Trying out for cheer, she was a judge. Listen, she made me do a running round off and several cartwheels to show other tryout groups how to nail it. I was supposed to keep moving with my group, but she made me stay to demonstrate. I took that as a girl, as you're good. I'm sure I made the cut. What a wonderful lady. And that was Martha. And don't be mistaken. Martha could be a tough teacher, but it's because she wanted you to do your best. And that's very important. She never did it in a mean way. She never did it in a rude way, but she did want you to get it right. And after spending some time with Martha, even the most unequipped person when it comes to dancing could get it right. Now that is a real tribute to the lady. This comes from a woman, I believe it's Jackie Linger. So sorry for your loss. My sister and I took dance lessons from her for many years, and we saw her later in life, and she remembered me. She will forever have a place in my heart. Another angel has made a trip to heaven. And that goes back to Martha's memory. Martha, you know, Martha taught dance or was involved in it for 77 years. 77 years. And she could still remember people from 70 years ago. If you walked up to her and you had taken dance from her, Martha was right there mentally and knew who you were and probably remembered something that you had done during her dance classes. That's how involved she was. And it really was amazing. This is from Pam Fegley. Martha, you will always have a special place in my heart. Not only for those tap, jazz, ballet, and toe classes you taught me, but we share the same birthday as well. You are a giantress in so many people's eyes, and we will always love you. You know, here, Amy Holcomb. My brother and I took lessons from her for years, back in the 1970s. She will be missed, but never forgotten. Rest in peace, Martha. And just message after message after message. I don't know how many of these there are, but they just go on and on and on. 86 of them at this point, and that number is still growing. It really is unbelievable what this woman was able to do. Here's another one. Kim Snyder, bless her heart. Prayers to the family. Our Douse reunion, if we ever get to have another, will look so different. We have also lost Martha's sister, Grace, as well as my mom, Danita. So, you know, it just is such a nice thing to hear what people have to say about the legendary Martha Dowse Manasi. And if you would like to read those comments, there are 86 of them in total. Just go to the WWGH Radio Facebook page, and you will see the story on Martha's passing and 80-plus comments and still growing, and you can read those. Next hour, we're going to have more call-ins. I know we have some very, very special call-ins next hour from people who knew Martha long-term here in the Marion area, and that's going to be fun to hear stories about Martha when she was very young, and also her place in the community from people who have been in this community for quite a while. This morning, remembering the legendary First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi. And as I say again, we will leave the phone lines open periodically this morning if you would like to call in and say something. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to share a memory of Martha or say anything on the air, go right ahead. So many people took dance from her, and I remember, it was probably just a few months ago, one of our listeners called in and talked about working in Joe Manasi's store here in Marion, and how Martha would come in periodically, and always just nice. That's what people have to say about Martha. She was a nice lady, and I don't know if there's any better thing to say about somebody than that. Again, when you were around Martha, she made you feel good. She made you laugh. She was completely in the moment. And you know, I was thinking about this morning, because I knew we were going to do this tribute show this morning. Martha did have a big personality. And you know, some people look at that and they say, well, that's a bad thing to have a big personality. Martha's personality was big in a very ingratiating way. It was big in that you wanted to be around her. You wanted to see what she was coming up with, because she was a performer. She was a staple in this community for nearly 90 years. So that and Buckeye Guy talked about it there too. You know, we hear these terms, branding and creating a brand nowadays. Well, Martha was doing that long before that ever became a common term. You know, she used her maiden name in her studio. She used her name. She created a persona. She came up with songs. She understood that it was a business. But a lot of her personality was wrapped up in that business. And she never stopped being a cheerleader for that business, even after she stopped teaching dance. And that is very important. It's also important to mention that Martha started these studios in the 1940s, I believe 1943. Now this this is a long time ago, and women were not doing that. But Martha drove the bus. Martha drove her own bus, and she drove it for 90 years. What a great tribute to her to have her around for 90 years. You know, she had such a great long life, and up until really the last week, she was living that life very happily and on the go. She never slowed down. She never stopped. She was always full speed ahead, and that's one of the things I'll always remember about her, is her endless energy when it came to being involved in things. When she showed up for something, she was there to do it to its best and fullest. And that cannot be said for everybody. And I know, and I have no way to quantify this, but I would say that more people probably had one-on-one connection with Martha Dowse because of 70 years of teaching dance than anybody else in the Marion community, because she was out. She taught these classes. I don't know how many people are in a dance class per season, but when you have 77 seasons, you come in contact with an awful lot of people. And she was involved in so many other things. You know, she made a run for office as city council in the early 1990s. She was involved with midget football for 35 years as the secretary. She was a member of Junior Service Guild for so long. She did so many things at the palace. She would take she was the regional director for the Dance Educators of America, the Midwest regional director for several years. She used to bring Flippo the Clown to Marion, who was a big TV star in Columbus at that time, for her Christmas parties. She just did so much with her life, and we're going to continue to remember that at 9:15 this morning. So don't you dare go anywhere as we remember Marion's First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi.
I've always played on this "Hey, I'm ugly" image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
The talk show pioneer, Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value, and so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money, and I had various family members who were ill, and the bills were pretty high, and I had to support these people, so I did what I didn't want to do. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.